you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report.
We are the workers!
We are the workers!
Money, money, workers!
Money, money, workers!
It's day one of a 3-day strike by 60,000 employees at the LA Unified School District. But 3 unscheduled days of no school is a problem for working parents looking for childcare. And atmospheric river number 12 rolls over Southern California. It's got snow, rain, wind, even mountain shelter is chilly.
It's so cold there. From night to day, it doesn't matter. It stays just about 62, 63 degrees. So I'm happy, but still bewildered what's next. Yeah.
It's Tuesday, March 21st. I'm Nick Roman, and this is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Well, down came the rain, out came the picket signs at the LA Unified School District's bus yard in Van Nuys, and that began a 3-day strike by about 30,000 members of SEIU Local 99. Their cafeteria workers, custodians, special ed assistants, and others. And they will stay off the job today, tomorrow, and Thursday to protest the slow pace of contract talks with LA Unified. They want more pay than the school district is offering. They've been joined by the district's 30,000 teachers, who are also negotiating a new contract. Laura Sines Gomez is a special education assistant. She walked a picket line today at Koreatown's Robert F. Kennedy Community Schools.
We don't get recognized too much. We do a lot for our students, for our parents, our community, and we need to be recognized.
Laura Sines Gomez says she'll have to figure out how to make up for 3 days of pay that she'll lose in the strike. Later on, SEIU Local 99 held a rally outside LA Unified headquarters in downtown LA. One of those workers is Emmanuel Romero. He joined the rally. He's a custodian at Lancashire Elementary School. He says he can afford to eat ramen, and that's it.
It's great to see a lot of people actually show up. You know, it's nice to see everyone rally, you know, because you know you're not alone. You know, it's not just you, you know, getting those unfair wages and stuff like that, getting that unfair treatment. It's everybody else.
What matters to working parents of LA Unified students is what to do with their kids during the strike. Karen Duran says she went online last night to find childcare for her kids. She picked a place, but when she went there today, it turned out to be a grab-and-go line to pick up food for students.
So I had to go online to find another place. I live in Southgate. I went to East LA to drop them off, and I work in Koreatown, so I found a place in Koreatown. And now there's online registration required.
Karen Duran says it was frustrating to go through all those hurdles right before work. She says LA Unified should have done a better job of telling parents what services were available during the 3-day walkout. The school district says it can provide child care for about 12,000 kids at 154 school sites. Let's circle back to those grab-and-go food sites. LA Unified opened them during the pandemic, and LA's senior health reporter Jackie Fortier says they're open again.
Hundreds of thousands of children depend on LAUSD schools for a free or reduced-price lunch. To keep stomachs full during the strike, the district set up grab-and-go sites, like this one at Glassell Park.
How many meals do you need?
That's just for one child.
Juliana Centeno found out about the food pickup from a friend. She was among hundreds of parents who received milk, cereal, and fresh fruit.
Maybe 10 minutes ago, I picked up all her assignments and everything. And we're going to start that once we get home.
She didn't know the schools would be closed until she got a call from the district over the weekend.
Because I remember when I was in school and they did the strikes, we still had to go to school and certain teachers outside and then like put their picket signs and everything.
She's grateful for the food, saying that at the moment, anything helps. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jackie Fortier.
One more note, the California Charter Schools Association reminded parents that independent public charter schools are not part of the strike at LA Unified. The charters are open. The California Charter Schools Association also asked union members on picket lines at LA Unified campuses shared by charter schools to respect families dropping off their students. If you're counting, this is atmospheric river number 12 now flowing over California. In Southern California, anywhere from 1.5 to 2 inches of rain. Some new snow in the local mountains. Thomas McKenzie lives in Twin Peaks in the San Bernardino Mountains between Crestline and Lake Arrowhead. He says the roof on his home cracked under the weight of the snow from last month's storm, and that meant he had to spend about 2 weeks at a shelter.
It's so cold there. From night to day, it doesn't matter. It stayed just about 62, 63 degrees. So I'm happy, but still bewildered what's next.
What's next is more snow tonight and most of tomorrow for the San Bernardino Mountains. But then it'll be sunny from Thursday to at least Monday. But to get through the next day, the mountain folks are stocking up on supplies. As they do that, the San Bernardino County, that is winding down its food distribution sites. Also, the Red Cross has closed its shelter. In LA County, Orange County, the Inland Empire, lots of rain, some strong winds. CHP had to close Pacific Coast Highway next to Bolsa Chica State Beach today. It usually floods when there's heavy rain, and that happened again. There's a high wind warning in effect in Orange County through midnight tonight, but those winds blew away the rain clouds this afternoon across the county, and the sun came out briefly. Won't be back till Thursday, and then sunny skies over the weekend into next week. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino, along with producers Tiffany Ujiye and Libby Rainey. Catherine Mailhouse is our director of content development. Our engineer is Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. Join us again tomorrow for another LA Report. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. You know, listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at laist.com/give. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Studios.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.